Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, a tale of two churches. And these two churches happen to be in Wittenberg, and we happen to be in Wittenberg too. We are once again on location as we are making our way through Luther's life and thought and legacy. And very important to that life is the aspect of Luther as pastor. And important to that are the two churches that were key here in Wittenberg. We are standing right next to St. Marian Kirche, also known as the Stadtkirche, or the state church, or the town church. This was the main church where Luther preached. He preached his first sermon in here in 1512. Now, by the time Luther stepped into this church, it had already been around for over 300 years. And he was in here as a monk in 1512. The first extant sermon manuscripts that we have from Luther date to 1514. In that same year, the town council appointed Luther the head of this church. That was a title that Luther held right up until his death in 1546. Luther was preaching sermons in this building for 34 years, from 1512 until 1546. It was in this church, St. Mary's Church, that Luther and Katie were married. And it was also in this church that Luther baptized all six of his children. This church, St. Mary's Church, also has next to it a nice little chapel. And that little chapel features well into the 95 Theses. It was actually there, after Luther posted the 95 Theses, that he held his first debate with the monks from the Augustinian Monastery here and the faculty of the University of Wittenberg. It was in that little chapel that the first debate of the 95 Theses was held, primarily for the scholars and the priests and the monks that were gathered here at Wittenberg. So this is a very important place in the life of Luther, but it is only one of the churches in Wittenberg. The other church of this tale of two churches is the Schlosskirche, or the Castle Church. That's a few kilometers down this cobblestone street, and there the Castle Church holds, of course, two important things related to Luther. One is it holds the doors, probably the most important and famous feature of that church. In fact, those might be the most famous church doors of all time down this road. They're called the Thiessen Door in German. The wooden doors, the original doors that Luther nailed the 95 Theses to, are long since gone. They were replaced with these heavy bronze doors that have inscribed upon them the 95 Theses in Latin. At that church, the primary preacher was Johannes Bugenhagen, one of Luther's close associates here and advanced the Reformation here at Wittenberg. We'll learn a little bit more about him as we talk about the Wittenberg Five, that circle that was around Luther as he advanced his reform efforts. It was Bugenhagen that would preach at one of the funeral sermons for Luther. He had a funeral sermon preached in the town of Eisleben where he died. And as his body was making its way back to the city of Wittenberg, there was another funeral service held at Halle, and there was a funeral service held there in the Castle Church. Luther is buried inside the Castle Church, as is Frederick the Wise, Luther's great protector. That Castle Church was also the official church of the University of Wittenberg once it was founded in 1502. So both of these churches, these two churches of our tale, St. Mary's Church and the Castle Church, feature prominently in Luther's life. Of course, what's important is not just the buildings, but what happened inside the buildings. For centuries, these churches, like most of the churches in the Middle Ages, were not preaching the Word of God, were not giving the people the bread of life. They were coming to church and they were getting stones instead of bread. And when Luther stepped into this pulpit and preached the Word of God, he was giving the people exactly what they needed. He was giving them the words of God. He was giving them the words of eternal life. Well, that's the tale of these two churches in Wittenberg. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit 5minutesinchurchhistory.com.